Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you looking for a podcast about pro football that doesn't put you to sleep with an avalanche of analytics or insult your fandom with brainless hot takes? Well, hi. I'm Dan Hanzus.
And I'm Mark Sessler.
Oh, hi, Mark. And we're the hosts of Heed the Call, the NFL podcast you've been waiting your whole life for.
Heed the Call covers every game, every storyline, everything that matters, and we do it all with a touch of mirth.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us right now from Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com, and Be More Sports Podcast as well, he is Mike Preston. What's up, Mike?
Wait, no, man, play a song. You don't like my music, you don't have to use it. Funkin' is a thing that all of us release. Hey, Jeremy, I can see you swaying right now.
Ask him. I was swaying. Keep it going. Who cares about the damn Ravens? Let it flow.
What song did I send you a screenshot of the other day? I can't remember what it was.
Oh, man, I can't remember.
It was a song that you... Oh, I know what it is. It was Brothers Johnson... it'll come to me. Oh, I just look at
Strawberry Letter 22.
Yeah, that was
Strawberry Letter 22.
Yeah, it was playing on my mix the other day, and I thought of Preston. Well, Mike, you gotta give me some clarification on something.
Wait a minute. Let me catch my breath because I'm still tired from that running back from that sense of urgency after the coin toss. All right, so, go ahead, man. Okay, ask the question.
You use the phrase "tapped out" with Lamar. Now, for me, tapped out means quit. So, did he quit on them, or did he just say he wasn't playing Sunday because it was a short week?
He just said he wasn't playing Sunday because it was a short week. You know, people can run and with this whatever way they want to run with it, you know, trade whatever. I don't care. I know what I said. I know what I meant. All right? The Ravens created this where he says he has a set of rules that are for Lamar and a set of rules for the Ravens. Well, you let him have his own set of rules, so now in his eighth season, you're going to change up. It doesn't work that way. So if it doesn't work that way, then go ahead and trade him. All right? And I just laugh at it. You go ahead and trade him. See what happens. And that's the way I approach it, Rob. So tapped out. I don't even remember even using that word, tapped out. No. Lamar's a competitor. That's what he is.
So what do you think happens tonight? We assume he's fully healthy. And then because he's healthy, Derrick Henry has a big night and the whole offense clicks.
Yeah, because Miami is a terrible football team.
Yeah, they are.
Look,
here's
the bottom line. They're 23rd in rushing offense. They're 23rd in rush defense. If you can't run and you can't stop the run, you cannot win in any league, much less the National Football League. So I think the Ravens will punish them, and I think Derrick Henry will have a big night. I think Ricard will have a good night. And it'll be showtime at the Apollo, at least for this week.
Mike, if I was going to have a concern about tonight, it would be two players, either Devin Achane doing something out of the backfield, which I think it's more likely from a receiving standpoint than a running standpoint, and then the same thing with Jalen Waddle, who I think in short space, if you give him an opportunity, he can make anybody miss and take it to the house. But I don't think either one of those things happens, but those would be the two guys I'd be concerned about.
Yeah, I would be concerned, too, about that speed. And speed is a killer in any league, anywhere. And they have that. But Tua is a turnover machine.
Yeah, he is.
I mean, this guy, man, he just will come up and throw some of the worst balls you ever think and see and just say, what's going through his brain? What did he see? And that's why I'm really not that concerned about it. I am a little worried about the speed, but it would be neutralized by Tua himself.
And when Tua doesn't turn it over, he throws some non-competitive attempts sometimes. Like, who are you throwing it
to? I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hansis and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.
Mike Preston joins us, Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com. Jeremy said there's some pieces on the offense of the Dolphins that would concern him. You talked about Tua and his, you know, wackiness at times back there. Has the Ravens defense turned the corner, or do you need to see that tonight to determine that?
I need to see the Ravens turn the corner and keep turning it for the rest of the season.
Yeah.
All right. And remember last year when people kept saying, oh, they got better by the end of the season? That's because the quarterbacks they played weren't very good. Russell Wilson played him twice. The guy from the New York Giants, who he was absolutely pathetic.
Was that DeVito?
They weren't very
good. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and he had another guy in there, too. But they weren't very good quarterbacks. So let's see what happens when they start facing some guys who are a little bit better, a little decent. Unfortunately, Rob, the first five or six games, that was the part that dictated how the Ravens were going to play the rest of the year. Now they have to win, and I do like that. I do like that sense of urgency, even though not after the coin toss, but I do like that sense of urgency so it prepares them so when they get to the postseason, they don't have that one-and-done collapse that they've had for the past two seasons. I like that edge, and you got to maintain it. You got to have it, and they need this. So I welcome that.
Mike, pretty much everybody seems to still have the Ravens as favorites to win this division, even though they're 2-5. But they do have some teams coming up. Like at the end of the day, you got the Packers. You got the Steelers twice. You got the Bengals twice, divisional games. The Patriots, the Packers, the Patriots have turned around. I mean, do you think they can actually do this and nearly run the table going forward?
Do I believe that? I don't know with the Ravens because sometimes they play down to the level of their opponents.
Yeah.
And that's just the way it is with these guys. But I do like the sense of urgency. That's a good thing for this team. Can they run the table? I don't know. I do not know. I think the Bengals will give him a good game with Flacco if he plays. And he has a shoulder injury, so they don't even know if he's playing Sunday or not. The Jets won't be a game. I'm not sure Miami will be a game. They could run the table. Will they?
So is it safe to say it's probable but not likely?
Yes.
All right.
I would agree with that statement. Yes.
Mike, as far as, you know, look, we can talk about the game all we want. The trade deadline comes up on Tuesday, and I'm not sure how we're going to get to talk to you with the setup and playing on Thursday night. Do you expect them to make, if they win tonight, which I think is a big caveat, do you expect them to make one or two moves?
I don't know, and I don't think so, because who's out there? There are no great pass rushers out there that if they were great, they wouldn't be sitting around twiddling their thumbs, all right? Maybe you can go get a guard because they do need to upgrade at that position. But for the most part, status quo. And I still believe physically they're one of the better teams in the NFL. They just got to prove it. And I wrote that at the beginning of the year. This was the best roster in the 30-year history. I still believe that. And, you know, I just want to see them get it done. And if they do, they do. And if they don't, I'll still be in tomorrow morning to see you guys.
Mike, we look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Talking about the Ravens game against the Dolphins. Probably a win. Give us a score. I'm sorry. Give us a score.
31-18 Ravens. And, Rob, I can't wait to see you tomorrow because I want to give you another A on your report card. All right?
Mike Preston, Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com. Thanks a lot, man.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you looking for a podcast about pro football that doesn't put you to sleep with an avalanche of analytics or insult your fandom with brainless hot takes? Well, hi. I'm Dan Hansis.
And I'm Mark Sessler.
Oh, hi, Mark. And we're the hosts of Heed the Call, the NFL podcast you've been waiting your whole life for.
Heed the Call covers every game, every storyline, everything that matters, and we do it all with a touch of mirth.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast wherever you get your podcasts.